Simon Reish Samach Beis. The Machaber says, you sat at the Shechana, you sat at the table, you see Amitas, set up the beds for Shabbos, the covered Shabbos. The Mishmur explains that it's really referring to the couches they used to sit on when they ate by the table. But the same thing applies to the beds that people sleep on. They should also be made the covered Shabbos. Then the Machaber says, you should set up a Masak and all the yonim of the house. That you come home from Shul Friday night, try everything set up and organized. Mishmur explains that this is covered Shabbos. Shua brings the famous Chazal, the famous Gemara and Shabbos, to Malachi Asharis, company a person holds from Shul Friday night to his house, a Malach HaTov, a good Malach, a Malach HaRa, the opposite. When you come home and they find that the candles are lit, the table is set, the meat of the bed or the couch is properly made, the Malach HaTov says, Yerotzen should be like this next Shabbos as well. And the Malach HaRa is forced to say Amen against it well. And if everything's not set up nicely, and the Malach HaRa gets to say as such, Chas V'Shalom, and the Malach HaTov has to say Amen to him. Mishnah Berurah says, once you clean out before Shabbos, clean out the house properly. Spiderwebs used to have to clean them away. And over the course of Shabbos, after the Suda's Friday night and Shabbos morning, one should not put garbage in a place that the house is not going to look covered like the rest of Shabbos, unless they're putting in a place that they'll be able to clean up, if not there, a few minutes later. But one should not leave garbage lying around the house on Shabbos. The Rambam says the table should be set nicely the entire Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains, that means until after Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. So it sounds like even after Shabbos ends, once you leave the Shabbos tablecloth on until the Acher Havdalah, until after Havdalah. And the Rambam says that it's the Middag, leave the table set the entire Shabbos, but even the Shabbos shouldn't change for this Middag. Mishnah Berurah says that those who are Noig to have two tablecloths on the table, besides the Map El Yonah, which went over the Lechem, like the Challah Deckel, so to speak, besides that, there should be two Mappas, two levels of tablecloth on the table. This way, when you shake out the table will not be uncovered. It seems the way is to shake off get the crumbs off the tablecloth is they took the tablecloth and they shook the crumbs off. So if you just have one tablecloth on the table and you pick up to shake off the crumbs, now the table is exposed, not covered with the tablecloth. On Shabbos, we said the table should be Shulchan Aruch, it should be set with the tablecloth on it. So therefore, you put two tablecloths down. This way, even when you take the top tablecloth off to shake off the crumbs, still the bottom tablecloth is left here on the table. In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes that Yisad HaShulchan means all the tables in the room in which you're eating. Then he says, even the other rooms of the house, also, Efshur could be that's Roy Lazis came, that's appropriate to put tablecloth on tables as well. Doesn't sound so certain, but he says if there's various tables in the room in which you eat in the dining room, they should all be covered properly by the tablecloth. Sif Beis, the Machaber says, a person should try to begot him none. Nice clothing will cover Shabbos, and if he can't have special clothing for Shabbos, at least he should like roll down and more of a cover the commander. That was the clothing they had in those days. I'm clear if this is applicable nowadays. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Gemara says on the Pasuk of Tibadatoy, Yishmachabat Shabbos, Chazal Darshah, the clothing of Shabbos should be different than the clothing of during the week. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says that one should put fresh clothing on for Shabbos, different clothing for Shabbos, fresh clothing, not even the undergarments you wore during the week you shouldn't wear on Shabbos, you wear fresh clothing on Shabbos. If possible, you should try to have a special talus for Shabbos as well, a Shabbos talus. And that's why many people, or most people by now, have a Shabbos talus different from the one for during the week. Mishnah Berurah says that having nice clothing for Shabbos means if you hold on one. What you could afford, you shouldn't go above and beyond what you could handle for this. And he says, this halacha of wearing different clothing and nicer clothing for Shabbos, even when someone's traveling and the only people are going to see him are gunning, no yidden will see him, still just wear nice clothing for Shabbos, because he's doing the covered Shabbos, not because people are watching, people are going to see. Still, we're bringing a sefer chassidim. A person should not hold a child in his lap on Shabbos, unless he puts like a pillow or something there first. The child should not get him dirty. You should try to avoid getting dirty on Shabbos. Your halacha points out that certain special regalim for Shabbos, one should be careful that if it's not appropriate that he should be wearing it, only if it's different types of more covered people, for him to wear, he might look like a Balgaiva, then you shouldn't do it. Privately, you can do what you want, but in public, you shouldn't do something that's Metzikira, look like a Balgaiva. Sif Gimbal, the Machaber says, that one should put the covered regalim, the nice regalim on before Shabbos, and he should be excited for Shabbos coming, like someone who's growing out, to greet a king, to greet a chasan kalor, kanino, the ma'at of the kai, put the special regalim on and go out. The time of the Shemata right before Shabbos, you buy the Nate Liquor Shabbos Malkal, go out and greet the Shabbos Queen. Yanne would say, Boy Kalo, Boy Kalo. And Mishnah Berurah says that the big day Shabbos you wore until Mata Shabbos after Avdolah. So if Marbet and Machabit Shabbos, whether it's clothing, whether it's Shtiaris and Meshubach, very important for the Zerv and Mikabal, there should not be any Machlikas, Chasma Shalom and Shabbos, especially not between husband and wife. Mishnah Berurah says some place to go up from the Bishkness to Nazar, like to the courtyard, is a Boy of Nate Liquor Shabbos Malkal, so based on the Gemara that the Shulchan Aruch brought. If we're in the way, we turn around the doors away from the Mizrach to the back of the Beis Knesset, we say, Bavi V'Shalom, and we stand there and it's a greeting an Avim Gadol. We don't say Kabbalah Shabbos if Yom Kippur falls out on Friday night, only Mizr Mishili and Shabbos for Baruch, and that's it. Even those who do say Kabbalah Shabbos, but Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, but Yom Kippur on Shabbos they do.